"How beautiful that is," he would say. Then he had to get back to his work and forget about the bird. But the next night, when he came to tend his nets and heard her singing, he would say again, "How beautiful that is." Travelers from all over the world came to the Emperor's city. They were filled with admiration for it, and for the palace and the garden. But when they heard the nightingale, they all exclaimed, "That's the loveliest thing of all." When they returned home, the travelers told all about their visits, and the scholars wrote many books describing the city, the palace, and the garden. But not one of them forgot the nightingale. They saved their highest praise for her. And those who could wrote exquisite poems about the nightingale who lived in the forest by the deep blue sea. These books went all over the world, and at last some of them reached the Emperor. He sat in his gold chair, reading and reading, every now and then nodding his head with pleasure when he came to an especially magnificent description of his city, his palace, and his garden. "But the nightingale is the loveliest thing of all," the books said.
"What's this?" cried the Emperor. "The nightingale? I've never heard of her. To think that there is such a bird in my empire, in my very own garden, and no one has told me about her. I have to read about her in a book. It's positively disgraceful."
So he sent for his chamberlain, who was so very haughty that if anyone of inferior rank dared to address him or ask him a question, he only deigned to answer, "Puh," which of course means nothing at all.
"I understand there is a highly remarkable bird here called the nightingale," said the Emperor. "They say she is the loveliest thing in my whole empire. Why has no one told me about her?"
"I've never heard that name before," answered the chamberlain. "She's not been presented at court. I'm sure of that."
"I want her to come here this very evening and sing for me," declared the Emperor. "It seems the whole world knows that I possess this marvel, yet I myself know nothing about her."
"No, I have never heard that name," the chamberlain repeated. "But I shall look for her, and most certainly shall find her."
But where was he to look? He ran up and down all the staircases, through all the halls and corridors, asking everyone he met about the nightingale. But no one knew anything about her. At last he ran back to the Emperor, saying,
"It must be some fantastic story invented by the people who write books. Your Imperial Majesty shouldn't pay